It was 1947 when Chuck Yeager of the U.S. Air Force became the first person to break the sound barrier. According to one person's account of the events, the U.S. military was trying to find a way to be able to attack their enemies in such a way that they wouldn't be detected. Many people had attempted to fly at such speeds that they would break through the sound barrier before, but none had succeeded because their airplanes would begin to shake so violently when their speed would approach that of the sound barrier that they were often ripped apart and destroyed. So naturally, you can imagine very few people were willing to attempt that feat moving forward. Well, Chuck Yeager was an interesting fellow. He eventually stepped up and volunteered to test out a new kind of airplane, one that was built to withstand incredibly high speeds. And when the day came, he got hooked up to all the equipment that he needed, including his two-way radio to communicate with those that were back at the base, and he took off. Everything went smoothly until his speed began to approach that of the sound barrier, when, like so many other planes that had attempted this before, his plane began to shake violently, nearly to the point where he lost all control. Those that were back at the base yelled through the radio for him, "Slow down! Pull back! Come back to the base!" For they thought it just wasn't worth the risk that he was going to undertake. They all believed that at that moment, that if he went any faster, his plane would explode and Yeager would die. My friend, how many times have you felt this way before? You begin to make progress towards a certain goal and everything goes just the way you want it to go until the turbulence begins and it seems like everything falls apart. What did you do? Did you pull back your efforts and go back into your comfort zone? If you're not where you want to be result-wise, I'm guessing there's been at least once, if not many times, that you did. I can only imagine what must have gone through Yeager's mind as he felt his airplane begin to spiral seemingly out of control, not wanting to go back out of his goal, but not wanting to die either. As his plane continued to scream and protest and his associates continued to yell into the radio for him to come back to base where it was safe, he did what few people would have had the courage to do. He punched the lever and went even faster, causing an enormous boom. Everyone who was listening at the base thought that his plane had exploded and that Yeager was dead. There was a silence for several moments until finally Yeager's voice came over the radio. "Whoa, it is smooth sailing on the other side." My friend, I cannot count how many times that by simply withstanding the turbulence of life and getting through the difficult times that I have found myself staring at incredible rewards on the other side and found new levels of order. The key is to simply weather out those storms and stay with it. Think and Grow Rich is one of the all-time personal development classic books. It was written by Napoleon Hill, and blog, betterlifecoachingblog.com, actually has the following article. Quoting from them, in his all-time classic book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill tells the story of R.U. Harvey. Harvey's uncle had gold fever, so he staked his claim and started digging. After a lot of hard work, the uncle found a vein of ore, so he covered up his find and returned home to raise the money for the machinery that he would need to bring the ore to the surface. They raised the money and Darby traveled with his uncle back to the site to make their fortune. Things started well and before long they had enough to clear their debts. They were excited. Everything from here on out would be profit and things were looking good. Then the supply of gold stopped. The vein of ore had disappeared. They kept on digging but found nothing. Finally, after a while, they quit in frustration and sold the machinery to a junk man for a few hundred dollars. After they went home in disappointment, the astute junk man called in a mining engineer who checked the mine and calculated that there was a vein of gold just 3 feet from where Darby and his uncle had stopped digging. The junk man went on to make millions from that mine. Darby returned home, paid back everyone who had lent him money, and was determined to learn from his mistake and giving up too soon. My friend, go right now, pause this recording, and make a list of all the times you have stopped figuratively 3 feet from gold in your own life. And then make a list, a separate list, of all the reasons why you have ever failed. The first list will help you become aware of patterns in your life that have been stopping you. The second list will be used to bring something else to your awareness. So now that you've got that done, go through the second list right now. It may have things on it like, I didn't have the money, or I didn't have the right training, or I didn't get the right education. The thing about these things, though, is that they're all resources. Yes, a lack of resources can set you back for a time, but ultimately the reason why a person fails is not a lack of resources, but a lack of resourcefulness. Now think about this for a minute. When a person wants something bad enough, but they don't have the resources, they come up with the resources. While things like money and time and education and materials are all resources, resourcefulness includes such things as determination, tenacity, clarity, focus, and drive. Think about it further. I'm sure you've heard the story of the battle troops who centuries ago had only one option to be able to win the war, and that was to sail to a particular island and fight until they took the island over. Well, once they arrived at this island, the captain actually burned the ships so that the sailors couldn't chicken out and try to retreat back. They now only had two options: win the war by taking over the island, or death. When faced with choosing between succeeding or death, people tend to succeed. My friend, if you desire success in your life, don't allow any other option. The marriages that succeed are the ones where divorce simply isn't even discussed. It's not even in the couple's vocabulary. The men and women who beat cancer are the ones who, for them at that time, death isn't an option. People tend to do the things that they must do, and only some of the things that they think they should do. For example, you must eat to stay alive. You must have water to stay alive. My friend, make success a must and simply make it happen, period.